One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You look good with your hair up. Sorry, I'm staring.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You do too.
Thank you.
You shouldn't stare. It's weird. You should ask first.
May I stare at you, please?
Read her body language.
Oh.
Read my body language.
Matt, that's a great shirt.
Thank you. I just got it.
It's definitely new, yeah.
Cricket.
Still got them folds down the side, boy.
Mm-hmm.
I always get a little embarrassed when I wear new shirts and it has like, you could tell that I just bought it. Why is it so embarrassing? Or it's so embarrassing when like there's a tag sewn on your shirt. It's like, oh, you just bought that.
Oh yeah.
Like the medium.
Is it embarrassing?
Because you want people to think that you've had the shirt for a long time or it's like been in your closet. Because if it's not like a cool shirt, it's like not the best shirt. People are just like, you just bought
like
that.
Like people just know how excited you were to get that shirt.
Yeah, like you threw that
you
on.
Just bought it. You couldn't even check the tag first. Oh man.
I remember I had the 32 sticker. You remember?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
The size.
Oh, a pants sticker is the worst.
Was that when we were recording?
No, this was in high school. I had it on the back and I didn't know and I went like all day.
That's so embarrassing. I would have dropped out of school.
You know what happened to me recently? It was probably a couple weeks ago. I went shooting with my chiropractor. And
that's a sentence I never thought I'd
met up with them. We're hanging out, we're talking, and the whole day goes by and I get back into the car and I was like touching my chest and there was a dryer sheet hanging out the top of my shirt and I didn't feel it the entire time. It was stuck on the inside, but like the whole thing was like kind of coming out and I was like,
I'm surprised you didn't even feel that. Feels like it's not like a comfortable feeling.
I don't know.
Do you think he noticed it?
Oh, 100%.
And he didn't say anything?
No, I think he would have said something if he saw it.
Really?
Yeah. He probably, you know, under your, like when you wear shorts, those like flaps, maybe he thought you had like a little flap thing on.
Yeah, he definitely had to have seen it. He's probably like used to checking people's alignments.
Yeah.
Like he's probably looking at your shoulders.
Honestly, he probably thought like you're wearing Spanx or something. And I wouldn't want to call them out.
Spanx up here.
Yeah.
Worst are suit jackets. You know, the back, how like they're always like sewn up, like the tail.
Oh yeah.
Like you always got to make sure that like, if it's your first time wearing that jacket, you got to cut those. Yeah. And it's the worst when you are out wearing one.
That one's kind of embarrassing.
We had to snip David's during the ceremony at Joe and Caitlin's.
I would be mortified.
Like somebody ripped those off.
I forgot. I was trying to remember where that just happened. That was,
during the ceremony, like while he was up there?
No, it was while we were all sitting down.
It was when we were sitting waiting for them to.
And why do they got to make it like the complete opposite color of
it's
like
white on black? It's just,
I think they make it like that just so you like see it.
So embarrassing.
And he just didn't see it.
Do you guys get like, I don't know, I want to call this like tag anxiety. Same thing with like boxes. You get a piece of technology, you're like, do I throw away the box? Sometimes with tags, I'm like, I know it fits. I know it feels good, but like sometimes I'm like, I'm just going to set this on the counter.
Yeah.
And maybe just because I need to still look at it for a day.
No.
I'm talking about the whole box?
I get rid of it so fast. Oh,
tags, sometimes I'm like, I don't want to throw it away in the trash can, but I put it out.
I throw it out. I need it to like clear my mind. That to me is clutter. I'm like, get it out of here.
You know what's not clutter though? Like a MacBook laptop box.
I just threw away all of mine.
Yeah. I don't know. Why do we keep that?
I had every single iPhone I'd ever bought, the box, any Apple product, I finally just threw them all away.
I use mine. I use it for makeup.
Oh, okay.
I put like my makeup.
Well, you know, I think it's because it's a good box.
And yes. Also, we're also paying for that box.
Yeah.
You think you're just paying for the laptop? No, babe. You're paying for that whole box. That box probably costs alone like $45-$50 to put it in. So,
and I get maybe it could be, maybe I'll sell this down the road and it's nice to have the package that it comes in.
Right. There's all of that, but I've just learned to surrender to that.
Surrender. Mm. How about you roll this intro?
Let's do it.
All right, baby. It's coffee time, baby. Let's go.
Wow. Like a rock star.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are still in the set.
Quarters. Oh yeah, we are.
Yeah, what happened? I thought there was
enough.
Okay,
enough.
But no, let's tell them why we're still in the set. So
nobody's surprised.
First of all,
not one person is surprised.
Happy season five, everybody.
Yes, happy season five. So you know, our plan was to move from the set into move it to the room at my new house. And in order to make that work, because we do have to move all the camera and the lights and everything, we have to do it in like a week's time because we'd have to finish recording the episode and then we have a week to move everything.
Oh.
Because of so much shit that's happening in the next like 2 weeks. We have your wedding. Mm-hmm. I have my brother's wedding. I have to go in 2 days. There's just so much happening and we all want to just be able to be in the new set together.
Yeah.
For that first episode. And that's like the main
thing,
right?
We have to pre-record like because you're going to be leaving as well. Mm-hmm. And instead of taking a break, we didn't want to like miss a week and have no episode.
It was either not take a break or take a 2 week break.
Yeah, that was
and
the
we
two
definitely
options.
Didn't want to take a 2 week
there's
break.
There's a lot to juggle.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot to
there's
juggle.
There's a lot going on. But we're still doing it. I moved into the new house. We have the room. It's ready. It's ready to be moved in. We just want to be able to record in here. A couple more episodes.
And we also didn't want to like half-ass it and be like, not the full set. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we just
like,
wanted we to make it look good.
Tried to make it work, but it would have just been, this is better.
Yeah, you got to do some like also trial runs and trial shoots and all of that. And you got to figure it out.
But that's what we're doing. It's coming. Just give us a couple weeks.
Your new house looks great, by the way.
Thank
really
you.
Nice.
Thank
gorgeous.
You.
There's a lot of house.
It's a lot of house. As soon as I started, like after we moved in, I was looking at all the rooms like, damn, this is really empty.
Yeah.
And
you're going to have to buy so much furniture.
I don't want to buy a ton of furniture because it's really expensive. I'm going to try to find like furniture that I like and then reach out to the brand and see if we can like do a collaboration type thing.
And we could also get some gently used furniture in areas where you know you're not going to be sitting at that much.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the upstairs areas, like, you can get really cheap shit for like
absolutely, Facebook absolutely. And we're gonna do a little bit of both too, because there's so much stuff to get on Facebook Marketplace and OfferUp, but they have really good stuff there too.
I just showed him how to use it the other day.
Oh my God.
Facebook Marketplace? Facebook Marketplace is insane.
He is freaking out because like,
he didn't know you can negotiate so much.
Yeah. He didn't know you could like message them and get it that day. He's like, what do you mean they just responded? Like I can talk to them right now and I can go get it.
And I said, Zane, you can literally keep it to your neighborhood and just run across the street and pick something up.
That's
and
the best.
Yeah.
That's the move, is getting that little dial centered up right around your block where you know you're not going anywhere. You're just a neighbor who just taken something right off their hands.
I want to do that. Easy. We should set it to like half a mile and just whatever's for sale. Don't even search for anything. Just everything within
just
that
because
half
of the convenience. Just because how
easy.
Let me see what I can go pick
gone.
Up today.
Oh, for a piece of furniture. Oh, pretty far. Like in an hour and a half.
Yeah,
well, Halloween villages. I went all the way down to San Diego.
Woo!
But, I mean, that's a fun trip.
Yeah.
San Diego's fun.
And then for a white VHS TV, I went like, I don't know, like an hour and a half away.
Yeah, I think we did an hour, maybe a little over an hour.
The worst, when I did that really long one, got there and the couch the chair was not what it looked like.
Oh.
And I had to say no.
Oh.
And I was like, I just wasted that whole drive. I wasted that guy's time to go see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I felt so bad.
Oh, wait, he had to like meet up with you?
No. I went to his house, but like, it's still.
Oh, he shouldn't feel bad then. I mean, he didn't have to do any movie. Yeah. You're the one who had to drive.
Always, though, ask for measurements. And also post the measurements. Why don't people do that? Like, it's because I'm always having to go, what's the measurements of this? Ever thought about that? Because like,
I always put the dimensions and then I take a picture of the ruler against it at different angles so that they know.
Right, just multiple pictures of you comparing it to that.
Like
to
sitting at the table, standing
I'm 5 foot
at the table.
Two for reference. Yeah, this right. Is me standing next. This is me sitting in it.
They should, with the picture, just show a video. Just like you should can. Be able to do like a carousel or yeah.
A lot of people are just really lazy with the posting.
Yeah.
I get negotiation anxiety. Even though they agree to my deal, I'm so embarrassed that now I have to see this person. Yeah. They're like, you got it $100 off. Aren't you lucky?
They try to
you're pulling up in like an $80,000 car.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Like what car is it? Blue Defender.
It's my dad's.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how much money. Everybody has the right to negotiate.
Yeah, it's fine.
Wait, what were you just about saying with
her? Well, the picture frames, the lady was like, you're getting a really good deal.
These were
so much, you know, it's a really good price you're getting it at.
Tough titties, Nancy. Tough titties.
Yeah, come on. Like,
it's like a piece of technology. They're like, let's see it run. Like, I was selling a laptop on Facebook Marketplace and the guy's like, let's see it run. And I'm like, okay, come up into my home and we plug it up and boot it up and like,
I thought he wanted to see a video of like.
No, he wanted to like sit there and like work on it for a little bit. And I was like,
Did you see the video of someone selling their pan? And then the person's asking, hey, can you like turn it on for me? Hey, can you like throw a slab of butter on there? I want to see it melt.
Can you cook an egg?
And he just kept on going. That's guys really like, funny. Come on, dude. Are you buying the pan or not? Not until you put on a slab of meat. I want to see how it cooks.
Yeah.
And he never got the pan.
Now wash it.
But he made a
whole.
How
does it wash up?
Do you accept cash or Venmo? Like when you're selling stuff?
Either or.
Okay.
What's your Venmo?
People like cash though.
Yeah. It's also like not that traceable.
Yeah, but if I do Venmo, I always put brunch or
to the person?
Like my nail lady, she goes, please put something. I'm like, lunch, thank you.
Oh.
Oh yeah. I bought like a suit for Joe's wedding and he told me I had to put down like hookah or something. Just so because he doesn't get charged. Yeah. Or they don't.
It's because they're now taxing on income that you make through Venmo.
So they're having, I can't believe it's just as easy as just changing what you're saying it's for on
Venmo.
They're going to catch it though.
Yeah.
They're going to change
the system.
Yeah.
They think they're hacking it.
They're going to be like, prove it.
Well, I think it might work now, but in like a year or two, it's just, they're going to be able to like know exactly where that money's going.
Prove it. Post a picture of your lunch.
Yeah. Let me see the brunch. My favorite
videos are when people order DoorDash or when a DoorDash person delivers food and then they leave and then the person says they didn't receive it, but they obviously dropped it to them and they go back and meet them right after they get there and they go, hey, you just put down that you never received your order, but I gave it to you in person. And then just that whole interaction, like
I haven't seen that.
There was a girl working at like a CVS and she did it to a DoorDash driver and while she was working at CVS and she would not leave the CVS until she got a video of her saying that she received her order and she would not say it.
Ooh.
But those are my favorite videos. Mm. I love them.
The most awkward thing is when your DoorDash shows up and you like meet them at the gate and they didn't get a chance to take their picture yet of the drop off. So they're like, wait.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like holding it.
You're in it. I go.
And then they just take a picture.
I'm like this.
There's nothing like when that food arrives.
Oh my gosh.
I turn into a goblin. No, I'm just a monster. I'm mumbling to myself.
Wait, Matt, I run back to the kitchen. Like, I pick it up and I run. I'm like,
what is coming out of me? Who is this?
I do that. I run every time. And he goes, I heard your feet. Like, you'll hear it on the pavement. Like, I'm like,
yeah.
I run back and I'm like,
what a time to be alive. I love that we're like, we get to be alive where we could like order whatever food in any place around.
Who is still, I mean, you tell the DoorDash people, leave it at the door. I'll pick it up.
Yeah.
But who is like, no, I want to see you. Like, are people still doing that where they're not leaving at doorstep kind of people? Are there people out there who
it says meet me at my door, but I didn't put that purposely. I just like,
it's the default.
Sounds a little scary. Meet me at my door. Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of people,
come inside.
A lot of people, because people will drop it off. And then if it's gone, it's like, it's really no one's like, whose fault is it?
It's kind of up for grabs.
Exactly. If you meet them at the door, there's no room for like,
I have on mine, like most of the time they don't do it, but I have like call when here. And like, I'll go.
That's good.
But also, I'm like so eager to get my food. I'm watching the car.
Oh yeah, me too.
I'm like sitting there. I'm like, all right, it's pulling up. All right, I'm just gonna go outside.
Yeah, my notifications are on. With
those Most of the time, I beat them to it, and I just walk up directly to their car.
I do the same thing.
Is there a rule where they can't give it to you from the window? They always have to get out of the car. They go, no.
They always get out. Yeah,
interesting. I think there is. There must be like an etiquette rule where like you cannot.
They never pass it through. He always gets out.
Sometimes I'm like, this poor person has to park.
Yeah, right.
There's nowhere to park.
I feel bad for like when they got to go into apartments and then they're looking around.
Just meet them downstairs. Do not make them go all the way up to your apartment.
Then they're like, call Buzz in the Box.
And it's a confusing apartment complex where it's like, is the second floor the first or the number, the floor number?
Meet them halfway.
Yeah. I don't know. I could be the only one, but I would love it. I always said I want to do like DoorDash, Postmates or Instacart, like run people's errands. And I always think about going to an apartment and just figuring it out.
Your way.
Yeah, it feels like I'm in like this like murder mystery.
You like a hunt.
Yeah, I love hunting. Murder mystery.
A bit of an side quest.
Investigation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of picking up food, I have a quick little story.
Story time.
Well, let's hear it.
Get ready with me as I deliver food.
Okay, so I placed a bagel order the other day.
Go on.
As one does. And the bagel shop is right across the street from our house. But I also had to run errands, so I took my car. And I was like, let me just swing by, grab my food, and continue my day. Mm-hmm. So I went, I pulled up. Now, right in front of the bagel shop, there's no parking lot, so it's like you pull up to the curb. And half my car was in the red. But I do this all the time. I know I'm wrong. I'm wrong. You get a ticket for parking on the red curb.
Red is kind of like valet.
But if you're like quick, if you're getting out, grabbing something and then going.
Emergency blinkers.
Yeah, I always put the hazards on.
I'll allow it. Fire hydrant in the way though. No, is it absolutely. The true fire line? Okay.
No. I never park in front of a fire hydrant ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Postmates drivers do that all the time. They all, like, yeah. Just to pick up food.
Because it's 2 seconds.
Parking is like impossible.
Yes. Yeah.
Especially out here.
So I was in the red. We do it all the time. I get out. I tell them my name. I grab my food. That's maybe 45 seconds. I come out and somebody's writing me a ticket. I said, there's no way. There, and I don't know about this conspiracy, but it was the end of the month. So I'm like,
They have a quota.
And I'm in my head. I'm like, do I fight it? I'm wrong. Like that. That's a rule. Like, don't break the rules.
You stick your bag in like your belly. Like,
I'm
pregnant. I'm just having a craving.
It's like It's like almost like when people like red. You know, like when you're turning your right on an intersection at a red light, you're supposed to top and then stop and then turn.
Yeah.
But a lot of people just like kind of go slow and then turn.
Yeah.
If a cop sees it, he's probably not gonna give you too hard of a time, but the end of the month, if he has to reach a certain it's illegal. Like it says it in the rule book that you cannot do that. Yeah. They will give you a ticket. It's just the same thing.
And this guy was looking because 45 seconds in and out.
He was probably sitting somewhere nearby, saw it.
Yes. Like,
I'm sure he waits there because it's a hot spot. People going to pick up their stuff.
They're yeah, that's
sitting there
true.
Waiting and he just goes, all right, boom, pull up.
And you know who was sitting there like, oh God, I need 5 more by the end of the day.
I get off in 2 hours. I got to get this.
I come out and I'm like, excuse me, like I'm just leaving. I just pulled up and I said, of course I can't control myself. Ooh. I start tearing up.
And you're blacked out, dude.
Think about what just happened.
I said this to them.
Yeah.
You go, think about.
But
did you do an Italian accent?
No. With confrontation, I cry. So I just started tearing up. I don't know why I said this, but I think it saved me. And I said, I live right across the street. Like, please, I just want to get home and like grab my food, whatever. And he goes, ID. And I was like, he goes, get out of the street. Give me your ID. And I was like, does my ID have this current address? I was like, oh my gosh. And I gave it to him and I looked at it. And I was like, thank God. It literally says the street over.
I don't think that's like, they don't really look
at
that.
Is that any of his business? Like your ID?
I don't know. Like,
I think
sure
he was just trying to check the story.
Yeah.
But
like, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sure people lie all the time.
I don't know
if
he was also a local and it was just like a local hey, I don't know if it helped me.
So you live in Toluca Lake?
I show him my ID and he like gives it back to me and he goes, okay, Mariah, well, look what you just did. And he showed me his phone, $270.
What? $270?
$270 ticket.
For parking on a red light over here.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, he was kind of being a hard ass and kept showing me like, look what you did. Look what you did. And I was like,
he puts your face on the, look what you did.
You're showing you a picture of the ticket?
The ticket, yeah.
Yeah. And weird. It was on his phone. So, cause I thought when they used to like write the ticket, as soon as it hits the paper, I thought that was it. They can't take it back.
Yeah.
But on the phone, he was filling it out. So he could have just backspaced.
You should just grab.
So I think it was like, I think it was fine. Well, it was fine because he let me go. He like shook my hand, introduced himself.
Maybe he's a fan.
Yeah. Now he knows our address.
Like, he was like 50. So I got away with it. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much.
Criminal.
So the first thing in my head was like, I have to help the next person that I come across.
Oh, okay.
So do you always look out for someone parking there? Or?
So.
Oh.
I go to dance. 2 hours later, I pull up to an intersection. I stop. I'm going to make a right-hand turn. I stop. I'm waiting for cars. I'm looking. A car pulls up behind me, sits and stops. We're both stopped. I'm looking. I'm waiting. All of a sudden, I get hit behind me. And I was like, and I looked up. I was like, he was fully stopped. Why did he just hit me? I wasn't inching up or anything. I was stopped. And he hit me. And I looked up and I was like, there's no way. And then immediately in my head, I'm like, I think I'm fine because I have a tire on the back. Because it didn't feel like the car got hit. It felt like a rubber bumper. Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, my tire. I'm good. So I'm calm, cool, and collected. I make the right-hand turn. I pull up and I said, this kid better like pull over with me. So I get ready to like take a picture of his plate. And it looked like he was hesitant. He was sitting there like this. And then he made the right-hand turn, pull up behind me. He gets out of the car and I immediately look at my car and it's nothing. Like yeah. It's not like he flew into me. We were both stopped and he bumped me.
Yeah.
And I said, I think it was one of those situations where like you're at an intersection and you have like an arrow and you have to wait for the arrow, but the other light turns green and you kind of like hesitate to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think it was one of those. I feel like he just saw the other light turn and he just went.
Yeah.
And he was like this young kid and he was like, same reaction I had to the guy with the ticket. He was like, I'm so sorry. Like you have no idea. I was like, it's fine. I was like, this is why I got that car. Like for accidents like this, like all I was trying to like make him like feel okay. And I was like, it's fine. Like, don't worry about it. Like we don't have to like do any of this. And he was like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, don't worry. I was like, this is my person. Like I got let go. I got to let this person.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what to do in that situation. Nothing happened, but I am my mother's daughter because my closing line was thank you so much. I said, thank you so much. Like, have a
because you feel
day.
Like you had this like curse on, or you had something over you. And
I
you
don't
just
know.
Let it...
I just said, thank you. And it reminded me, I told him, it reminded me well, the one time people drove into our front yard when it was snowing. And my mom like brought them gift cards, hot chocolate. She had them come inside to warm up. I'm like, mom, they hit the house. So in that moment, I'm like, oh, I'm my mother's daughter.
Bruh, I'm surprised that you didn't bring this kid to the side and was like, before you go, I got to tell you what happened today. So today I was in front of the red got stopped by a cop. He let me go.
You did not think about it.
I was 30 seconds away from being like, if this conversation goes on, I'm going to tell him.
He would have been like,
Yeah.
Okay. No, I think he would have loved that. I would have loved that if that like happened to me, if I hit somebody accidentally and that, because that would have made me want to pay it forward.
When I said thank you, he looked at me and he was like, thank you. I was like, you're right.
You're right. Give me your light. Give
you
me
know,
your information.
ID now.
Give me your information.
Actually, what's your address? What's your insurance?
Yeah, true. It was a nice
you're
car.
Like, oh no, it's fine. You look at his car, it's a Ferrari.
What is that a it's real just thing?
Me.
What?
People, when people like
people do that.
Oh,
yeah. Why with a nicer car do you actually get paid more?
There's just the odds are higher. The
that
odds
person
are
won't,
those people are just like fine.
They'll settle it. They don't want
without insurance because Ferrari's not going to want it to go to his insurance. So he'll just pay whatever out of pocket just to avoid it.
It's so crazy that girlhood that I had that fender bender with, where she went took it to a mechanic and it was just there was hardly any damage to her car. It was going to be like $3,000-$4,000, and I'm like, let's go through insurance. And I filed the claim. She's not once like filed it back. Yeah, at all. Which I just think it's just like funny. Like
I
say you wanted to like not get the insurance involved, but then I was like, no, let's do insurance. And then she's like, never mind.
Yeah. I saw something, one of those Rivians that we were talking about in the last episode, got like a dent on the back, like the rear quarter panel by the tailgate.
Yeah.
It was a good sized dent, but it wasn't anything crazy. and the insurance wanted $41,000 to fix it.
What? How much is the car worth?
I think they're like $100,000 for the truck. But apparently it's a very difficult car to work on because you got to take the entire thing apart to fix one thing. Because the rear quarter panel is like one sheet of metal that wraps into the door, that wraps up over the roof, and it's not separated. You know how normally like you could pull a fender up, you could pull like different
car like that. Just make it easier.
Yeah, you're already being electric. Let's be ahead of the curve and make it easier to repair.
They were trying to total the car out because of a dent. It was insane.
Wow.
So don't get a Rivian then, because if you get into one little accident, you have to replace the whole car.
Crazy.
That's insane.
I've always wanted to, like, you know that like hot water hack with like a dent? I've always wanted just to do that.
Oh, with like the plunger?
Oh, yeah. You pour the hot water and you just get under there.
But then, I saw somebody there was a dent in their bumper and they put a football in it and inflated the football and it pumped it out.
Whoa!
Expands it from inside and it'll pop it back out.
Whoa!
People are so creative.
You can actually use the plunger. You put a plunger on it and you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pop it out like that.
It gets rid of the dent, but it won't get rid of that
memory.
No, just like that scab.
That's, it depends.
That's like
if
more.
If it didn't take the paint off,
a scab.
The scab. The cost scab.
I love that.
The scab. That's actually really funny.
Scab.
I just wish painting cars was easier. Like it wasn't such.
Why can't everybody do it?
Like I wish it was like a video game, just like boop boop boop. Yeah. Like
change it
done.
For the day.
Change the color.
And you know what? It will get there.
Hopefully,
it will get like. I can see it. I don't know how they're going to do it, but it seems easier than we think.
Yeah. It's got to be some sort of, I guess it would have to be like some sort of like thin wrap that
you just go into like a car wash place, but they just put this wrap all around it and then like heat it up. And then they like cut out all your windows.
But no, like even easier than that. It's just something about like, I feel like you could just, it's like you know, like those billboards.
Yeah.
Not the really little billboards, but like the billboards where like it changes, like the promo
like
changes.
LED, like tiny little LED
it's
lights.
Tiny. I mean, it's
so you can just like set it.
It's expensive, but.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you see the Madison Square Garden? U2 had its concert.
Oh my God.
Or Madison Square Garden Sphere. I just think they should have called it Madison Sphere Garden.
I thought that
Garden.
Was in Vegas.
That's what it's called?
It's MSG Sphere.
I thought it was in Vegas.
Wait, Madison Square Garden owns that?
Owns the Sphere.
Oh,
but they should have called it.
I thought it was just the Sphere.
No, it's MSG
Sphere. Oh my gosh. I didn't know Madison Square Garden. So.
But did you, this is when U2 had its concert, which was like the first concert.
Matt, I had to watch 3 separate videos because I was like, why is everybody posting this concert? I didn't know they were in the globe.
Oh.
Because the video I kept seeing was them in the desert. And I was like, is this?
Oh, you thought it was like outside.
Yes, I thought it was real.
Yeah, damn.
It honestly, like just the video, it looks so overwhelming.
Whoa, it's huge.
See if you can find
it. Yeah, it's scary. The performance is an afterthought. Like it's all, it's a spectacle. And then they have that like illusion where it looks like the ceiling gets lower.
Yeah.
Like that messes with my brain.
What?
Like this. Whoa. That is wild.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it looks like it's collapsing. That's cool. See if you can find a picture or video of like them, like my, a different one. Like
my mom has vertigo. She would not be able to be in there.
Wait, that was really weird. The way they stretched the letters bigger to make it look like it's.
Yeah.
But like the Sphere desert or like outside or.
So what was the concert?
U2.
Oh, of course.
How did they get this? The music that's on all over everyone's God. iPhone.
How?
Yeah, this is the one I saw, and I was like, wow, where is
this? What a pretty venue. This is so cool.
Yeah, that looks amazing.
I'm so curious, is it hard on your eyes? Like,
I feel like it doesn't seem like...
Well, the outside of the Sphere is all LEDs, but that can't all be LEDs. Is that like an IMAX thing? Is it a projection? I'm curious about what the technology is and how hard that would be on my eyes.
Oh, man.
You know, I saw one comment of somebody saying this, like, the phones just never went away the entire concert. Yeah. That kind of sucks.
I feel like once it gets old enough, people
I don't know, man. That's pretty crazy. I don't think phones will ever go away for that. That'd take a long time.
That is really cool.
But that's so sick. Like,
wow.
I heard though that there are like the higher up is the better seat to have, not being closer to the performance. There's also ones that are like underneath where these people are seated, and you can't see the wall. So I'm like, what the fuck is the point of those seats?
It's like sitting front row at a movie theater.
Yeah.
Just like,
right. Why do front row seats exist if it's an awful view?
Yeah.
Like it's always like a weird thing that those exist.
Yeah.
Cause
imagine like Coldplay, imagine your favorite artist just playing there.
Oh my gosh.
And you get to see like there's, it goes from like scenes like that to like a close up of like the band playing and they're just like huge.
Tame Impala would be sick there.
But then they have to plan the entire light show for all of that. And it's,
what is that video file? Like, is it an MP4?
Just like a USB. Just
yeah.
Probably.
Maybe.
Wow.
That's pretty magical.
Should we have our live tour there?
Yeah, right.
Live show?
Wow. Imagine like a church service there. That would be insane. I wonder how the sound is.
They would have Jesus coming down.
Yeah. Angels just shooting across.
Kanye's going to have a Sunday service
100%.
In there. 100%.
I think it would be so cool, but after a while, I'd be like, okay, I want to go.
I think it depends on what they're playing.
It's kind of too much to take in.
There was one that I saw where the screen was all audience. So it made you feel like it was a giant circle.
Like a coliseum.
A giant coliseum.
Those
that was really cool.
People must be having so much fun coming up with different ideas.
You know, there's a team of like 10 that come up with like every single one.
It's pretty awesome.
It is sick. It is crazy that people are shooting this on their iPhone. Like, look how clear. Mm-hmm. If you try to take a picture or video of a bright billboard, can't get it.
Yeah. So imagine how you know how phones always ruin the quality of especially like LED screen. They probably did so many back and forth to make sure the iPhone could like capture it perfectly.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Because if you try to like shoot light, it'll just be blown out.
What's on the roof of the cathedral in
the Sistine Chapel? Michelangelo's
Chapel. On the top.
Imagine though, you got that place for an hour and you could put up whatever video you wanted.
Like Brazzers. Brazzers. Someone hacks it. Just a giant
Zane.
It's like going down like a portal. Zane, you're like, it like zooms in and it turns into like.
Now that's a hack I can get behind.
I like the little emoji that they have.
Yeah, that's cute.
The outside still scares me. Yeah.
It's a lot.
Pretty cool. We have to go.
Mm-hmm.
We have to see it.
I'm down. I wonder, like, dude, they're going to be so picky on who I feel like they're going to have perform there.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be just somebody that can. Because how many seats is that?
It looks really big.
It's a lot.
As big as a SoFi?
No, because it's not like in an arena.
It's probably like Hollywood Bowl.
Maybe like half a SoFi.
I feel like anybody, like you can get any artist to pretty much like, as if they can sell the tickets, then they can perform there.
I feel like the artist has to pay a lot of money to create that show though with the lighting and, you know what I mean? Like artists would have to.
You would need a residency there because they would have, like, you would need to come up with like something
to
for
build
the year.
A set for that would be very.
You couldn't just do it one night.
Very intense.
Imagine like before you perform, they're like, all right, you can pick any of these catalogs. We can play like a sky the whole time. We can play little birds flying around.
Ooh, getting married in there. Having any venue you want.
That would be kind of crazy.
It's gonna be me.
Cool. That would be so cool.
I feel bad for people coming to do it in like the next year because everything's gonna have been done on it.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what I mean? All those lights are not working. You're going to have like
little pixels everywhere.
Like hot pixels. Uh-huh.
This is not it.
No.
How was your hike?
Unbelievable.
Better than the last one? Does it get better every time? Or
I enjoyed this one more than the previous ones.
Okay. Because you liked this route or just the weather was nicer?
Well, it was freezing.
Oh yeah, by the way, guys, he didn't just go on a hike. He did like a 5-6 day like
How was your hike?
How was your hike at Runyon today?
Explain what you did.
Yeah, so it was ended up being 4 days. It was a backpacking trip. We ended up doing, I believe it was close to like 30 miles. But yeah, so we started in like Tuolumne Meadows in Yosemite, like that area.
Very familiar.
Oh, you know about Tuolumne?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
So nice. Yeah, the trail that we did was a different one, obviously. And yeah, it was stunning.
Now the trail, are you guys having a paper map or use it a trail app? Is the signal out there? Compass?
Like I have a Garmin InReach, which is like a little mini satellite phone.
Okay.
So when I don't have service, I could still text.
So are you texting Mariah from the satellite phone?
Yeah.
Sick.
Oh, I thought you were keeping this shit all traditional. Like, well,
It wasn't like, hey, how you doing? Yeah. Like, it was just like, hey, I just got to my campsite. We're setting up.
No bears.
Yeah. I'm alive.
Got it.
Okay.
It got down to like the high teens for weather. And when we were waking up, there was frost and like snow on the inside of my tent because it was so cold and like the humidity of like our bodies.
I would have called it quits. There's no way.
Everything was like wet inside, freezing cold. But the views were unbelievable.
What time are you going to bed? Like, is it pretty go to bed early?
We were hitting it pretty early because you have to like wake up in the morning. You got to pack down everything.
Are you allowed to make a fire?
At a certain elevation. So anything over 9,600 feet, we weren't allowed to have a fire.
Okay.
Our first two nights, we were allowed to have fire. A lot harder to start than you think.
Right. What, did you have flint or how do you, can't you bring a lighter?
Even with a lighter.
I just can't believe you do Survivor and like not try to win $1 million. Like you just do it for fun.
Yeah.
You did it for free.
Did you bring like laundry lint? Isn't that really flammable?
So yeah, you can like bring certain things, but all we had was a lighter. We didn't bring, like you can bring, cotton swabs with petroleum jelly on it. Those are great. You can put those in a bag. But we didn't have anything like that.
I just like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
We ended up pulling sap off of trees.
That's flammable.
Wow.
And like roll it into like a ball. And then we like stacked it in a row on logs. And we lit that. And then we put little tiny twigs around it.
Oh, yeah.
There was no like moss or anything that would like catch and like hold. It was all just like dead pine needle. So it was very difficult. But we ended up getting it.
Hell yeah.
And then, yeah, just the hike looked like you were in the video game Halo the entire time. That's what it felt like. And then the lake that we got to, I felt like I was in Teletubby land.
Teletubby land? Time for Telly.
It was like just like the meadow with like the reds in it.
Oh,
with
yeah.
With the water. It was... And then like the creek going up to it was winding like this. It was insane. I can't believe this is a real spot. And then there's snow on the mountain next to us.
Isn't it crazy that we're just like, we have that all around. It's just, we just have buildings on it now. And it's just, we got trees cut out.
Did you run into other people on the trail?
Yeah. So we ran into one of the nights, these people came and kind of camped by us. And one of our friends got to talking to one of the dudes and they were in the middle of doing the PCT.
Oh, the Pacific Coast Trail.
Yes.
Right? Is that it? Yeah.
So we were talking to him like, yeah, we got to do 7 miles tomorrow to get to our next spot. What are you guys doing? He's like, oh, we're in the middle of the PCT. So we got to go. We're actually doing 21 miles tomorrow and we're going to Mammoth.
21 miles?
Yes. So they're hiking right now from Canada down to Mexico.
Oh my goodness.
What? Yeah, people
do
that.
It runs from Canada to Mexico. It takes like...
How old are they?
6 months. I think the guy was probably like maybe 30.
Retired?
Yeah, don't they have a job?
Yeah.
Sometimes people take a year off their life just to do it.
I don't know if it's like rich people doing it or people that aren't well off with money and they just like maybe lost their job. They're like, you know what? Screw this. I'm going to... cancel my lease and just go.
It's like that
nature.
One Reese Witherspoon movie where she like does it. Yeah,
I think she did the PCT movie. In that.
I think it is the PCT or it's the Appalachian Trail.
She might have done that one.
That one.
Amazing movie.
Yeah, great movie. What's it called?
It's called Alone. Wild.
Yes, Wild. it's Wild. That's it.
Oh my God. Like, I would hate, like, any type of movie like that, I would hate, but like, they just did such a good job with
it. Yeah, she nailed it. You know, there's a funny story about that. I think you would get a kick out of it. So in this scene, like, her shoes are like bothering her. She's getting blisters and she throws the shoes off a cliff.
Uh-huh.
And somebody went on the trail and was like, this is where she threw the shoes off.
Get
and they
out.
Went like really no far way. Down on the cliff and they found the shoes
that she threw out of here.
Years later.
How much is that worth?
I think they like, I don't know. I think they like reconnected back with like the production crew and like Reese Witherspoon loved it. It was like a whole story about the shoes from that movie.
That's amazing.
Matt, that would have been you out there.
I know, right? I'm looking for the shoes. That's but amazing. I think it was someone who like... really that's, had to go down and like search really
cool.
for it
that's
but
really
yeah
cool.
What was like the worst thing that happened out there?
It's probably just back pain.
Oh, his underwear's froze.
Oh yeah, my underwear's froze because we did I don't know why we did it, but we did a cold plunge every day.
Oh,
so you did a cold plunge when it was already freezing outside?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm like, how can you even get your, like, you're shivering already, right? It's so cold. How are you just like, I want to get in there? It's not a hot tub. It's like, it's like complete opposite
then,
of what you
and
want.
And they all came back sick and they were like, I don't know what happened.
Yeah. I think it was just, you're already out there and you're like uncomfortable. You're miserable. You're in pain. Also, I knew it would be good for my bones and my joints and everything that was hurting. So I was like, let me just do it. I did it, got out. And then I hung my underwear up. And I woke up the next morning and they were literally stiff. I went to pull it off and it just went like this. But yeah, everything was amazing. It was just really pretty.
Any wildlife? See any beasts?
So I brought my thermals and my night vision.
Ooh.
Game changer out there.
I don't know if I would
what
do
did you,
that.
What did you see?
A couple mice.
I saw a girl in the middle of the woods. Yeah. What?
Someone just like, like what?
I spotted a deer.
Ooh,
across the water. It's pretty cool.
That's and like stage one. We got any like stage fours in there?
Nothing crazy.
Oh,
did planes fly out? Do planes fly over it? Okay.
The stars were insane. We could see the Milky Way. Wow. It was unbelievable.
Could you see the moon?
Yeah, it was a full moon. It was wild.
So there is a moon.
Pretty sure I saw one of those cryptids. When we were driving out, like a skinwalker type thing.
Ooh.
What?
Me and Austin, we were driving out and we were like looking out the side and I was like, oh my God, look at that guy. And then Austin was like, yeah, that's weird. And then we kept driving and it was just gone. Like nothing, like as we got closer to it. It was bizarre, man.
Whoa. Weird.
Like it was like a figure that I saw moving.
And you guys like were eating the whole time, right? You weren't like
hallucinating.
Yeah, hallucinating, any malnutrition, nothing like that.
No, yeah, we were eating.
Did you you play music when you were walking?
No.
Okay. Well, and I don't say like you need music, but I don't know, something to whistle.
Do you bring like portable chargers like for your phone? Or you just your phone's not even on?
I brought it, but I never used it.
There was no need. You had no service, so like there was no point, right? Just use it for like taking pictures and stuff. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Did you go on like the top of a cliff and just scream at the top of your lungs?
any like cliche moments that you had out there? Any like you grab your coffee, you're just like,
and you just
look at the mountains, cross your legs.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there's a family of 12 who are doing, I think maybe the Appalachian Trail or the PCT. They're a family of 12.
How old are the kids?
Like, four or five year olds.
Oh, that's
all
just...
the way up, like a whole cheaper by the dozen thing. And everyone on the internet is like, this is cruel. You cannot be taking these kids on this trail.
Yeah.
But they're like, no, it's going to teach our kids discipline. This is how we do it in our family.
Discipline. There's a way you can take them camping and it be like,
it's like, that's like those same people that are making their kids pack their own lunch at 3 and 4 years old.
Well, yeah. Talk about like that trying family to on YouTube. It's like the same
Ruby bucket. Frank.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoever that was.
I can't believe she's arrested. By the way. I've been following that stuff since like the beginning.
Wait, you have?
Well, not like her YouTube days, but like I was always on like cringe Ruby TikTok where like
it would be
videos of her and like her weird ways of disciplining with her kids. And so I always just got a kick out of this woman. I just love like Mormon she's in family vloggers and,
Yeah,
fully busted. Well, like the daughter, like, I don't know.
Did we talk about this already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We oh, no. A little, I didn't know that you were so like, you were paying attention.
I just
to
can't.
All that.
It's, I was like, someone needs to stop this lady. She needs to be stopped. And sure enough, she's getting
stopped.
It is
wild. And like a lot, these people are just out there.
Yeah.
They're out there making videos and like, still, like nothing happens to them, but finally it happened.
Yeah, she reminded me of the Turpin family.
But if my family was like, we're all doing the trail, I'd be like, I'm not doing it.
But that's a lot to make a child walk, unless you're carrying them.
Yeah.
Because if it's like, if it was miserable for you, you got like, you were getting sick, it's cold. Like,
it was brutal.
Kids are, it's gonna be worse.
Especially like when you're like climbing elevation
and
it's steep, it's no joke.
Did you guys ever like separate kind of, or like someone's 2 minutes up? Like, or were you guys always in visual distance of one another?
Always in visual distance.
Okay.
Everybody pretty much stays together. You know, if somebody is hurting a little bit more, they kind of like slow down and then we would all stop together.
Yeah.
People catch up or go ahead.
Did any of you guys have to like get to the point where you had to drink like each other's pee or anything like that? Like any survival?
We just did that for fun.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't for survival.
Oh, cool. Did everybody drink Jordans?
Just try each other.
Where do you get water?
You find water sources out there.
So, like wells or
streams?
Well, you have a thing, right? You put water in it and then it like filters it out.
Yeah, so we got water from the lake, from the river, just little streams crossing.
Do you test it before?
No.
Oh, you just trust like. But what if like a bear just took a shit down it and it's like
they have a filter.
It's I use a Katadyn. You scoop it into like a bottle, put the little part and then you squeeze it through that and it filters it.
Good to go.
Honestly, like I would want to drink river water from a place like that. It just seems so cold and fresh.
Yeah, amazing, it's like ice cold.
And when it's,
do you have it?
I have some stuff. If you want to try it?
Mm. Maybe but not anymore.
There's like sea monkeys up in it. You're like,
just a lot of moving ecosystems. Organisms. Oh, that'll clean you out.
It's like, I just found out that kombucha has, what do they call it? Lightning worms.
What?
Why?
Wait, what?
Oh, yes, there are. Yeah.
I think that's what they're called. Look it up. Apparently, every single one of them has like lightning worms and nobody ever talked about it. Now people are talking about it and I refuse to drink kombucha.
What the hell they're is like kind of.
It's.
No.
You're telling me if I grab kombucha from the store right now and I pour it, it's going to be a lightning worm
type
in it.
Type in kombucha worms.
But I don't know like if you're going to get
it.
I think it happens sometimes to people who are like making their own kombucha or vinegar eels.
That's what it is.
But they're harmless. They're harmless though.
I don't care.
It's still crazy that there's like a living thing in there.
Weird.
Yeah, shouldn't that be a disclaimer?
It probably says it in the ingredients.
I mean, I don't mind kombucha.
Wait, look at that.
And they all move around and shit.
Oh yeah, wait. So is it like, is it dead? That like they chop it up and put it in there? Or is it like alive in there? It's alive in the kombucha before you drink it.
Yeah, it's like part of the vinegar. I mean, yeah. But if it's harmless, it's harmless. But the thing is kombucha, that whole like mother thing, when I see people make kombucha, I'm like, absolutely not. Doing that in my kitchen, just being like, oh yeah, let's let it just ferment.
It's the same with apple cider vinegar. You know how it has like the mother at the bottom or whatever, and you're supposed to like shake it up.
The fact
that they're calling it the mother
is really weird. Oh, and the smell is already just, it makes me want to die. The smell of apple cider
fermenting
vinegar.
Fermenting things at home is just like, what are we in jail? Yeah. Like, are we making hooch?
What are we boofing?
Yeah.
Oh God, like look at that. The mother.
Oh, and this is this is gonna taste great in a couple days. All respect to people who, if you make kombucha, do your thing.
No
live
respect.
Your life.
No,
that shit, no respect. No way.
Yeah. Hey, come over. I just brewed some booch. I'm all right.
I don't like that. The nickname booch. No, nope.
But the water out there was incredible. Like it just tasted so fresh.
Yeah.
Tasted a little metallic, but I'm sure that's what water
it's coming
is
from the elements.
To be like
yeah.
when it's not, you know, filtered from all that
Eats
stuff.
Coffee every morning. You're not.
But yeah, the trip was really, really nice. And then the last day we were supposed to be there, a really bad storm was coming through and we got updates on our Garmins. We saw it was supposed to be snowing the entire day on our last hike out and none of us were like wanting to deal with that, like getting soaking wet, packing up stuff. So we ended up hiking out the last day, which was like 14 or so miles just to get out ahead of time.
Were you like, and then were you running back?
No, we just started early and just kept going.
Are you guys talking a lot while you're walking? Like, is there a lot of silence?
Good
conversation?
Not really. I feel like everybody's kind of enjoying themselves.
That's nice.
And their own like mental thoughts.
I would go a little stir crazy. We're like, I feel like I would, I'm the type of person where if like, if I'm up in space, I'll start losing my mind knowing that I'm just like trapped on a space station or like just knowing that time's passing, we're still walking and I'm like,
I think I would go a little crazy. Wow, look how pretty this is. And then we like stop and take a break and be like,
I never mind like being out at a place like that and not talking at all. Like even when I go to running, when I go on a hike, I love just being silent with any of my friends going.
Refreshing.
It's just nice. It's nice to hear. It's not, maybe that's just my brain.
No, that's good. I just respect, everybody's different. I just feel like I would maybe go, but if nobody wanted to talk to me and I needed to talk, that's where I'm like, am I annoying you guys? I'm sorry, but did you guys ever read this thing?
You don't want to be that guy just like chatting it up out there. Though.
I know.
Like, all right.
And I'm saying that just doing it over the course of many days, many hours.
I think all just thinking about like, what if we're missing something and we don't have service and like something's going on that we don't know about?
Yeah.
Like that was
just coming up with a plan B the entire time.
Just constantly in our brain, like
that'd be a good plot for a movie. Or it's like someone's out on a hike, but something huge happens in
and
the
you're
world
just like,
and they don't know about it yet.
Why do I
but then they come back to civilization and they're like, oh, well, I mean, that's like 28 days later, he was in the hospital and he wakes up and he's like, what the fuck happened to the world?
Something big did happen while you were gone.
Huh.
Something big did happen.
Play that in reverse. You'll know what I mean.
What happened?
Something did happen while you were gone. The big Saw premiere.
Oh my God.
Oh,
the big
yes.
Saw
so
premiere.
Bummed I missed that.
I know.
Were the actors amazing. There?
What? No. So we, they actually did the whole, they had like a screening and the after party with the campaign with like what I did for Saw. If you guys didn't know, we did a Saw video for Lionsgate and I've been a huge fan of Saw like all my life and I got like an opportunity to work with them and we did a video for them. If you guys want to check it out, I posted it on my YouTube channel and also on my Instagram, but we held like a screening to watch the newest Saw X movie. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Oh my God.
Is it good?
I think it's the best one.
It's my favorite one so far.
Me too.
Nice.
Genuinely my favorite one so far.
Nice.
I think it's I would say it's in my top two.
And what's number one?
I just really love Saw.
The first one?
Is just like,
when there's a series of a movie, I notice that the first one's always the best. It always goes downhill from
besides
there.
Besides Too Fast, Too Furious, that one is the best.
But this one, the 10th, was on. It was perfect.
Is it the 10th or is it like an iPhone?
No, it's a 10th.
It's a 10th.
Okay.
It's a 10th. This is the 10th movie.
Damn, I've missed
but
that one.
But timeline-wise, this is happens after Saw.
But Spiral counts as part of it, right? Like the one with Chris Rock that wasn't
Spiral
very good.
Spiral does not count as
a part of the lineage?
No.
So there's Saw 9, Saw 8,
Saw
7.
Wait, hold on. Saw 7 is Saw 3D. Saw 8.
Can you look it up,
there's Saw 4. That is a Saw 4.
Saw 9 is Jigsaw.
Oh.
Jigsaw.
I don't even. Oh,
you know what?
We saw that together.
Spiral
yeah.
is before Jigsaw. So, yeah, no, Spiral is a part of it. It's
okay.
part of the Saw. It's part of the Saw
It's
movies.
Part of the count.
Yeah.
Okay. It's part of it.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks. It stands out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
Really are any of the challenges like, I could do that?
No.
Okay. Are they all? Because some are just unfortunate.
Oh,
like,
my. No. I want to. this is one of those movies where I want to watch people's reactions when
so
they,
good.
Woo, there was just a few where it just looks way too good and way too real. Like they just did such a good job.
Whoa.
With, so well
like,
done.
So well done. The storyline's really good.
Especially being a modern day movie. I feel like modern day movies are like, they're trying corny. To be too like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like with the times and hip and like, just doesn't work. It doesn't read.
The thing is that they couldn't because it was based in.
Right. Yeah. So this felt like this is what one. Saw is about.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Like, this is what Saw is all about. Like, oh, I just love him.
Yeah. And it was definitely, it's definitely different than the rest of the movies. This is not just like, oh, just a bunch of traps and someone's, this there's like what, there's a storyline to it.
Ooh. And it was beautiful.
And it was like, it was done really well.
And you felt like,
I don't know.
So many emotions.
Yeah. And it was good. And I love like the route that they went with the setting and what they did.
Yes.
It's fun. It's I don't want to give too much away,
but it was just a fun watch. Where is it set? Canada?
Mexico.
Movies are set in Mexico.
No, just this one.
Okay. But the first one's like what? Like Boston, Philadelphia?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I forgot.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about the screening, the night of the screening, because Heath missed it.
You missed it.
It was downtown. It was a Regal LA Cinema downtown. We all got there. We weren't sure what to expect. This is my first time like hosting any sort of thing like this. And we get there and there was just like a lot of people there already. We're all very excited. We met up with like everybody at Lionsgate. And then we go upstairs. I meet the two Saw X producers, Oren Cools and Mark Berg. They're great guys. Mm-hmm. I got to meet them. That was so awesome. They've worked on not all the Saw movies, but quite a few of the Saw movies.
Yeah.
My contact at Lionsgate told me that, oh, we want you to do like an introduction. I'm like, oh my God.
Speak.
Like a little Ooh. Intro. And I was looking at everybody. I was like, guys, they want me to do a speech. Like, this fucking sucks. I was like, and I was so nervous about that the whole time. Yeah. I was nervous, but I was at the same time because in my heart, this was something I was so passionate about. To me, it's easier to speak on it if like I really
genuine.
Love it.
Yeah.
Genuine, yeah. And so... Everybody, they rented out like two theaters. One was for like everybody at Lionsgate and all their influencers they invited. And then one was for all like my friends that I invited. I got there. I said a little speech.
Did you go, you guys want to play a game? Just kidding. I'm Zane, by the way, guys.
For those of you who don't know.
No, Zane. Mariah told me to do something. What was it? It was something. You told me to say something with that. But, But so I introed the producers to come and like speak, and they didn't even really speak anything about the movie. They just immediately went to like the video that we made. I posted it on the story. I don't know if you saw it or not. Did you see it?
No, sorry, I didn't.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't see the.
Oh wait, I did see the sketch. But I didn't see that.
No, the story.
They showed it. No, I missed
okay,
it.
Okay. So they played our video before the screening.
Did you know they were gonna do that?
Yeah, I did know, but like I just. I thought it was gonna be like
that
you know
was me.
I thought it was gonna be normal until like it was happening, and me and Mariah we were just so and we were just like
the screen is so damn big.
It's so big.
Yeah.
Was it weird seeing yourself on a movie screen?
Yeah,
it was really uncomfortable.
That's cool.
Yeah. But it was like after it happened, then it was cool. But what made that cool was what happened right after. So after they played this, after they played our video, I got back up and I introed the Saw X producers. They came out and they were talking about how much they loved the video. They like
was
couldn't
that
believe
first time
they kept
seeing
going.
It.
And you're still you're still standing up there with them.
I stood out of my seat. I introed them and then I sat back down. Okay. And then they were standing there and they were talking about how like they couldn't believe how well that came out. They were
Zane, we don't do things like this, so we trusted you, and we could not be happier with the result. And he goes, "This isn't the end of Zane and Saw." So they were like, if we have an 11th, and it was like dot dot dot.
No. They were like, I think it's time to kill you in a Saw movie. They said it in front of everybody.
You mean that?
Yeah, right. That's like, that's what
you're like.
I'm sitting there. I'm like,
you mean that?
I look at Mariah. I'm like, oh, I hope it's not an empty promise.
No, they seemed so
but
nice.
They
were very excited. It was definitely like a win for both parties. Like,
Both
Zane was just as excited as them. So it was like,
it was so cool. Fun. And I still don't remember exactly what they said. I'll have to watch it again, but it was so cool that I like got any acknowledgement from the producers of Saw, and the fact that they even are even going to think about me in the future for like their next one is like pretty cool. And the movie didn't come out yet, right? It just came out that night. So they're like, if this is successful and we can do another one, it's doing the best out of all the Saw movies so far. It's gotten the highest Rotten Tomatoes ratings. And there's been over 500 reviews. And I feel like at this point, we'd start seeing real numbers. And it's still up there at 91% audience score and 82% Rotten Tomatoes.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah,
so well done. There wasn't one part where I was like, ugh. It was so good.
And they did like when I saw that as, and I got really excited when I saw that rating, but like selfishly, I was like, yes
thank
because
God.
If this it is helps. The best one so far. So obviously they're going to get that approval to make another one. And
we look at the reviews. They're all like, I thought Zane Heath and Mariah was supposed to be in this.
It's still a totally different director than the original ones, right?
I think they produced a two of the Saw movies and Spiral.
Okay.
Wow, like, budget was only $13 million.
Nice. I mean, it's just probably just sets and makeup. It's in that small spaces and the cast, you're not dealing with like...
That seems low compared to, I feel like, everything else that's coming out.
You have to also think about like where... Oh, shit, you didn't watch it.
Yeah, don't...
It makes sense.
It makes sense.
It makes sense.
Damn, I'm excited.
But they're going to get the biggest profit though with that low of a spending for the movie, which is pretty cool.
I'm excited for them.
So yeah, but it's all done. Wrapped it up.
It was great.
Definitely the coolest thing I have ever done in my whole career.
It came out so good.
Yeah. And I will do it again. I'll do it again for you guys. Just hit me up.
They put you in like Saw 11, but it's like influencers across the world are taking part of the Saw challenge. And you're like on like a screen. Like it's so like,
this is horrible. But no, there is no, this is why I feel like there's a big chance, right? In this movie, they told me that they actually put a super fan in this movie that made a lot of TikTok content for the Saw movie. So it's possible. There's definitely a possibility. And
she was like, she played like a barista.
Yeah, she played
so
a barista.
She like
as a quick
coffee
scene.
And that was it. But she was in it.
Wow.
She's a super fan.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
But yeah, if that conversation comes up, I will be taking acting classes for at least 6 months before my debut.
My man.
I have to, right? I have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if it's like a 10-second scene, I will be going to class for 6 months.
6 months? This is
But I still just cannot get it right.
The after party was great.
Oh, yeah. And then there was an after party. They had all of our all the traps that we used for the video traps from the movie, just all like around. That was really sick. And it was like at a big warehouse. It was done really well. We got to talk to the producers for a little bit that night. That was really cool.
Did you get to control Billy the doll?
I control Billy.
That's pretty cool.
just scaring the.
That's the name of the doll is Billy.
They never acknowledge it. I think they just like that's
call
just
it Billy.
Call it Billy.
Like Bob. Yeah. I don't know, Bob.
What else did I miss while I was gone? This is
when it comes to like Saw stuff. I think that was the only thing you missed.
Did you hear about
my two car incidents?
Yeah. Did I hear about what?
The wedding that happened in Iraq.
Oh my God.
The what?
It's so sad. It's like not even like fun to bring up.
No, it's
what terrible. Happened?
It's
a wedding venue caught on fire and killed a bunch of people.
100 people.
No 100 people way. At a wedding. Imagine having a wedding and 100 people at your wedding.
All your family and friends. Yeah, they basically had some pyrotechnics and it caught the ceiling on fire and then like the building collapsed and they have it like on video too.
Like
it's horrific.
It's like the best film video you can get for like such
a because like they're horrific. Scene.
Yeah, they're filming a wedding. It's like all this slow mo shot or whatever, and then the couple like looks up, and then people start running out of it. It's so sad.
It's a wild video.
What caught like something?
The ceiling did, and also the building wasn't up to the code, and that's where like a lot of people are getting mad at like the Iraqi government. Like, how are we allowing these buildings that like to host events and
and it's sad because it looked like such a beautiful wedding and there were so many people there. It looked very expensive.
And they interviewed like the couple after like on like their national TV and the wife is just like.
So the husband and the wife survived?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was 100 guests.
100 guests. No, 150 people were injured. 100 people died. And then who knows how many other people like
so 250 people, well, including the ones that passed and got hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine that being your anniversary every year and just having to think about
it. That was devastating.
That was like the beginning of it.
Yeah.
And everybody just starts.
Did like the exits like get blocked and people couldn't get out?
The building collapsed faster than you think because like
they said it happened really fast.
Look at that huge chandelier.
Like, look how fast the fire like fires are spreading.
Right. Wow.
Oh, terrible. Oh my gosh, that happened. And I know we talked about it before we were filming.
I just thought that like that. What a crazy just.
That's so sad.
Situation.
So Lil Tay is not dead?
Well, I mean, no. I mean, it's been known that she's not dead. Something came out like a few days after that whole post came. But after they confirmed that she wasn't dead, we didn't like hear at all from her for like, what, 2, 3, 4 weeks, right?
That thing has been a while since that.
Yeah, but then out of nowhere, right? Out of nowhere, releases like her music video. Right?
She just dropped a music
Wait,
video.
You have to see it. Like, it doesn't even look like Lil Tay. It looks like somebody
she's
that-
She's like a full-on teenager now.
I think it looks exactly like
her. Oh, really? To me, it looked like someone that looked like her.
So it's called Sucker for Green. Oh, boy.
That looks like Sims. Is this real?
Is this David's house?
All right, so just play the music. We obviously can't, like, put this in, but I just want Heath to see it. So everybody- So, confused. Like, I was just going through the comments because I'm like, there's no way we're the only ones that was like, what is going on? Everybody is just like- Damn, she really fooled us all. Or like, it's just confusing how like that happened. And then all of a sudden music video, like when did she film this music video?
Yeah. Oh, probably a while back. This was all PR stunt then from the get go. Blame it on the brother that they posted. Yeah. This was all for us to talk.
I think
she went live and she posted a bunch of videos exposing her dad and saying there was like domestic violence. You don't know about all that?
No.
She went, go look at her live video.
She went live for like 30 minutes.
She showed a
picture
of her dad. She said everything he did to her. And she exposes like her whole family.
Oh, okay.
That's what I saw the music video, but then I saw she's in like a pink outfit.
Not PR stunt. You're saying it's just coincident? Like,
can you play her audio? How does she talk now? Does she talk a little bit more?
She sounds
together?
Exactly the same.
Oh, really?
Well, she doesn't really have like the.
This is a police report. They were physically abusing me constantly. And like I said, if her son acted out of line, she would use me as a household that her son caught onto it. And he was doing it to me too. And they would just egg him on.
I feel so bad for her.
Did that say force me to watch horror movies?
Watch many horror movies.
Wait till she shows the dad.
Bride of Chucky. And I was, when they put it on, I couldn't get out of the room.
Maybe fast forward.
And I was, they are sick ass people. This is not the only horror movie that I watched, but this is one of the most.
Does this look pre-recorded to you? Like she's not really.
You can't post a live.
It was a live, so it was a screen recording.
My mom
live.
Had discovered that they were packing me this bullshit for lunch. Rotten, frozen, parasitic. Moldy, look at this. Who? That's candy. That's expired candy. These
she
are my
came
mom's
with
text
evidence.
To him. These are shoes I was wearing. The soles are broken. This is another. These aren't even the same pair of shoes. Look, both of these soles are broken. These are the clothing they were providing for me.
How old is she?
16.
No, not that comment. Start a OnlyFans, bro. People are
crazy.
The mystery continues.
That's crazy.
It's wild. So much mystery. Like,
I still am confused about her whole situation.
It's just really sad. So young too.
Yeah.
To have to like grow up that fast.
That's too much.
You want to talk about the emergency thing happening tomorrow?
Apparently there's going to be this nationwide like emergency thing like tomorrow around like 11 a.m. Like,
everyone's phones are going to go off really loud.
Like really, really loud. Not only phones, like TVs, everything.
You know how like everyone gets Amber Alerts? It's going to be the whole world getting a huge alert that's super loud at the same time.
Everyone though is like, all those people in jail who have their phones are going to go off and get busted. Yeah.
This is happening tomorrow for sure.
That's what they're saying. Like they came out and like confirmed that it's going to happen.
What are they going to do in movie theaters? Like the movies that are going to be showing.
It's at 11 a.m. Like, who's watching a movie at 11 a.m.?
Imagine everyone's on an airplane just like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
That's really scary. For people that don't know.
I bet they will tell the people on the plane.
Yeah,
that
would
happen.
Freak me out on a plane. If that happened, imagine with no warning.
What time exactly is it happening? I know they put central time, but how does that work?
I hope it's like a pleasant sound or if it's like,
Yeah, like
I'm sure it's going to be a very obnoxious like emergency.
Yeah, 2:20 p.m. Eastern time, so 11:20 here. Yeah.
It's just like a 11:20
tomorrow morning, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, geez.
Well, if an asteroid's coming, I just hope it hits us so we can just.
I actually think I did see something that an asteroid is supposed to be coming.
I saw that's that too. Good.
When
starting season 5 with a big bang?
Woo! Take the set out.
Okay, guys, look, hear me out. If an asteroid is coming to Earth, we got about 12 hours before we perish. We're doing a live. Okay.
Yeah, giant asteroid we're coming the size and doing of 1,000 capybaras.
Why okay. would they measure it like that?
It's like the size of an airplane, basically.
It's a way easier description that you could put.
Oh, it's to pass Earth on Tuesday. It's not coming unless it gets caught in orbit. But then, like, the...
I still think it's crazy that asteroid hasn't hit Earth yet.
But then also think of the odds of it. Space is pretty damn big.
No, like a big one.
The dinosaur.
Yeah, the dinosaur, but that was the last one. How the fuck has not another giant rock hit this planet? Mm. Hear me out.
It's true.
You know what, though? If that's how we go, that's how we go.
Honestly, all together.
See, I'd rather die there it goes, done.
I don't know why I feel like this would work. I would just like go underwater in the pool. And see.
Oh, that's too easy. That's too easy.
Just as it's coming, just.
Yeah.
Let go and let God.
Yeah, I am a little conflicted. Do I want to be completely unconscious for the end of the world or be conscious for it?
I don't know why. Ever since I was a kid, I've had this crazy gut feeling. Like everything inside me tells me that I'm going to live to see the rapture.
Yeah.
I genuinely feel like I am. I don't know why.
Like, that's good. Wait, like God will come and like save the souls of the people that he wants, like left behind kind
just
of thing.
Just like rapture? End of the world rapture. Yeah,
the end of times.
I'm like 50-50 on that. Like in my head is like, I feel like we're coming to the end of just
like the 7 years trials and tribulations. Like I feel like.
Have you ever seen that show, The Leftovers on HBO?
I saw only the first episode.
It's a crazy premise where 10% of the population one day disappears. People disappeared out of thin air and the world is still going about it a couple years later, trying to like continue things. But then a lot of people are like, what the fuck happened with those 10% people that disappeared? Did you guys all forget about that? And a lot of people thought, oh, it was the rapture. God came to save these souls. But they're like, no, some of the people that disappeared were criminals, murderers, rapists, all of it. So the world is, so there's all these cults happening.
Yeah.
There's people who are trying to figure out where these people went. People are going about their lives. And I think it's the most accurate depiction of how the world would be if 10% of the population
just disappeared. Our world would go mayhem if that happened.
Yeah.
Like just not having any answers.
Also, like if just like one of our friends.
Yeah. So
I feel like everybody would just know one person that disappeared.
There's a woman in the movie and she lost every single family member, like her like two kids and like her husband or whatever. And like, but some people like didn't lose anybody. Some people knew of someone who lost somebody. It's a crazy, like interesting, deep show.
Right, I just imagine. I imagine like asteroid hits Earth, we all die, right? And then we wake up in the afterlife. Just the amount of people waiting, right? And God is just like
the line.
We got it.
All right, people, easy. All right,
y'all, it's gonna be a long time till you see this side of this gate.
Single file line,
and you have people that been dead.
There's
for years.
People still cooking like street dogs and stuff, like waiting in line. They're selling shirts.
They've been in the afterlife for years. They know the ins and outs of the afterlife. They're just like, oh, y'all. This is it.
Yeah.
This is it.
Oh, man.
Everyone just taking advantage of all the, like, just all the people coming in. I can see that happening.
Right.
I think the afterlife is going to be just like this, but it's just going to suck that, like, we're not going to know. You know, there's so many people in the afterlife that, like, have been there for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And we have to try to catch up.
Yeah.
Like, what did I miss?
Have you ever seen that movie, Children of Men?
Wait, is that the one with...
That one actor, not Gerard Butler, but that
guy. I was
thinking
about the actress.
Oh, Julianne Moore?
Yes, okay, that's the one. Okay, dude, that movie's
that's
so good.
Set like in a weird distant future, but humankind is like stopped being able to have babies. Like the youngest person on Earth is like a 16-year-old boy. Mm. And like, in the beginning, he dies and the whole world is just losing hope. Everybody's depressed, but people are still trying to continue about, you know, having jobs, trying to have meaning, but everyone's like, is this the end of times? And it's a, oh.
You see, that to me seems much more realistic.
Like infertility?
People, infertility, like people are not gonna be able to have babies anymore. That seems like more realistic to me.
That would spook.
How like that would kind of end us.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a good film.
Huh.
Well, I had a good time. Did me you guys? Too.
Yes.
That was a fun episode.
Thank you for coming to my show today.
Thank you. We'll jump into the other one. Hang out.
Yeah.
All right. All right, guys. Thanks for watching. Appreciate it. And also make sure to check out the best coffee in the world, Cremota at Cremota.com. We've got bags. We've got K-cups, a bunch of different flavors. We got drinkware. We got it all at Cremota.com.
You can check out our Patreon page, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, where we have bonus episodes. We got high drunk episodes. We actually just did one with where we all got crossfaded. We got one drunk, one high, and one on Kava. I'm not going to tell you who did who because you're just going to have to go there and see for yourself. All for $5 a month. You also get a private Discord. You get live Q&As every month. You also get
early access,
Yep. Ad free, and
unwinds.
Unwinds. Oh, and unwinds, where we keep the cameras rolling for like 15 to 30 minutes every episode, and we just keep the podcast going. Patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
All right, guys, we love you, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Peace and blessings, y'all. XOXO, Gossip Boys.
Toodle toodle.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.